Father, thank you for your word. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, guide me as I read, guide me as I speak, Father. I confess in the name of Jesus that I've sinned against you, and you only, Holy Spirit, help me repent and add value. Help me to repent and mature in Christ. Help us, the children of the Most High. Help us humble ourselves under our Father's mighty hand. In the name of Jesus, because it's all about the beloved Son in whom He is well pleased. Not me, you. Not me or you. Not me, you, her, or him. Psalm 23. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, guide me as I read and guide me as I speak. Give us knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. I'm seeking the kingdom of heaven and your righteousness. It's all Jesus to me, who is less than the least of all. Excuse me. Was this grace given? And this right here is the offensive. It's seen. It's wartime. Spiritual warfare declared from the beginning. When the creation was suckered, we dwindled out of our dominion, from our kingdom was stolen from us, our dominion, our authority, and Jesus is the reason for this purpose. The Son of God was manifested that He might destroy the works of the devil, 1 John 3:8. Thank you, Jesus, for your body that was broken and your blood that was shed. By faith today, I break this bread. This is digital communion. Guide me as I speak your word. As I read your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Psalm 23, 6 verses. And first, I see it. Psalm 139, 20 verses 23 and 24. In the name of Jesus, search us, O Father, and know our hearts. Try us and know our thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in us, and lead us in the way everlasting. Remember, He says, of course, there's wicked ways in me. That's why we look to my Son. I'm well pleased in Him. And you take up your cross, and I crush you. I crush you, the Father. I crush His the water. Crushes His clay. His dust. Lord, thank you for your word. The Lord is my shepherd. Lord is my shepherd, I do not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In the name of Jesus, 6 verses, okay. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Verse 2, He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Verse 3, He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Verse 4, yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. Verse 5, You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, thank You. It's all Jesus. Turn to the healing physician, the Father who supplies our healing prescription, the Jesus, the Christ, the Word of God, the expression of the Father's character made flesh and dwelt among us in this physical realm. For this purpose, okay, Lord, thank you for your word in the name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing this God, this turd, God turd. Psalm 139. David praises God with providence and mercy. Yes, thank you, Father, that your mercy endures forever. Oh, Lord. Lord, you have searched me and know me. You know my down sitting and my uprising. You understand my thought afar off. You compass my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. But there is not a word in my tongue below, O Lord, you know it all together. You have seen, you set me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto you. Where shall I go from your spirit, or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend up into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall your right hand lead me. Shall your hand lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yes, yes, the darkness hides not from you. It can't hide from you. But the night shines as the day, and the darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you have possessed my reins. You have covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My substance was not hid from you when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect, and in your book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are your thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I am awake, I am still with you. Surely you will slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, you bloody men. For they speak against you wickedly, and your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, that hate you, and am not I grieved with those that rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred, I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart, and try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. In the name of Jesus, Father, I'm calling upon you. I'm asking, I'm seeking, I'm knocking, I'm pleading with shameless persistence. Help me manage this abundant, magnificent inheritance. Present, the present. Jesus is the way back to the destination. Jesus is the truth. I am a child of God. Jesus is the life. Word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any double-edged weapon, piercing to the division of body, soul, and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of your heart. Lord, thank you. What did I do? All right. Thank you, Father, for this day in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Highest praise to the Almighty. I'm off that Most High, far over and above cloud nine. The true substance and source, my father, my daddy, my Abba, lovingly caresses children, turbulent, complex, and character found in this vessel, defiled daily. I am the clay, he is my potter, I am the work of his hands. He crushed me over and over, molded and purged. My God is a consuming fire, his word is a lamp to my feet, and the light to my path. Jesus is the way back into his presence, my original state. Jesus is the truth, I am a child of God. My daddy's word is law. Jesus is the life. No one reaches the destination but by him. The Father's grace, God's riches at Christ's expense. An endless account to draw out of sufficient strength and ability made perfect in my weakness. Seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all will be added. The Father provides for his children. The King provides for his citizens, supplying all of our needs according to his riches in glory. By Christ Jesus, our Redeemer, Lord, procured by ransom, we are the precious purchase made in his likeness, filled up with treasures of heaven, poured out and broken by taking up our cross daily. Crushed by the Father's loving embrace, and then crushed by the Father's loving embrace, purged in the burning fire and furnace and remote. then be confident in him, because he can begin a good work in you. Will bring it to a successful conclusion right up to the day of Christ Jesus. Their cause is now the free favors of God, for of the Father profusely abound. Thank you, Father, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, we shall condemn. This is our heritage, this is our inheritance, and our righteousness is of and from him. It's all Jesus. The Father's book develops his distinguishing qualities with character, working the clay face to the potter. Genetically inheriting kingdom dominion, and he is the source of everything that we need. Our imperfection is the first, so first issue the Father desires to clarify for us, by bound by laws of the weak and beggarly elements in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation that always plays a victim role. On the stage of life rehearsing spirits of demonic doctrines caught us way down, overburdened and oppressed by sin. Spiritual, mental, and physical postures depleted, leaning over scenes of satanic rituals, consciously or programmed. Repetition, wicked and lazy servants exercising free will for ignorance. He passed from God, lost without hope. The Lord loves his creation and knows each one of us, intimately acquainted with our shame, our guilt, our lust of the flesh, our lust of the eyes, and the pride of life that takes us down to the gates of hell, upon that plane of exalted bliss that presents less and less than expected. Inadequate, defenseless character, destined for glory and neither of help. Every attempt to better self exposes the vain, insufficient creation that's nothing in and of itself. Lord, thank you for your love divine in its essence and self-sacrificial in its nature. In the name of Jesus, I'm calling upon you, Father. I'm demanding your supernatural intervention right now, Daddy. And I thank you for hearing me. You are Lord of heaven and earth. To you belong the kingdom, the power, the glory, riches, honor, majesty, might. My God is greater, my God is stronger, my God is higher than any other. In the name of Jesus. Woo! How are you feeling? No, I don't know. Rain down your fire on me, on the body of Christ. Baptize us in your presence. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Raise up, hallelujah. Can you raise up, hallelujah? Holla at my dog. Lord, thank you. Thank you for the fact that you are in control and that all things are working together for something you are named safe. Up and down, smiles and frowns, okay, make one list. It's all to a purpose. You're worth it. You're worth it. Him entering this physical realm and suffering all these people. And that's his thing. It's not easy with you. The Lord wants to know you now. In the name of Jesus, Father, speak of the bodies of praise and the weakness of rising in Christ, and that they kill for righteousness and experience life. I lie praying in service in Jesus Christ. Romans 5:17, we hear the Holy Spirit give us knowledge, understanding, and wisdom of sinners, his kingdom and righteousness. Help us process the fact that we deserve eternal punishment and are blessed with God. Successful conclusion in this day of the year by Jesus in a book of glory. Even if we don't feel it or it doesn't look that way, the strength is the substance of being a blessing, whatever things or things not seen. But in the name of Jesus, thank you for hearing. Jesus be known the King, the power, glory, riches, honor, majesty, might, dominion. Thank you, our Lord of heaven and earth, for the opportunity and energy of your spirit with you. James 3:19 reads it, "Be not deceived, for he that crowds shall not be free, but the moment the door is open, that his enemy shall pass in by, a man of willing emotions, mouth, feet, and soul, that these souls be not deceived, the Lord is not inheritance, stipulation of the covenant of grace, contingent upon the children's observations to make the will of the denomination. It's all Jesus, the righteous and the blood, the book, for the mediocre."
And then it does the thing that the kingdom supplies. The righteous and the blood, stipulations of the covenant, contingent upon the children's observations to make the right supplies us for the mind.
Righteousness. I am the righteousness. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That covers our heart. Our breastplate of righteousness. We stand by the Father, silent in the I will be exalted among the heathen. You heathens, I will be exalted in the earth. It worms. Hey, it is written, break your knees, bow down to the ground, face down. Every knee shall bow. The rest was my emphasis. Of those in heaven, those under the earth, and tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Just like these media spells ink over your garbage on the mainstream radio. says, it is written, on earth, of those in heaven, and those under, that of those,
yes.
Amen, thank you.
It is written,
every knee shall bow, of those in heaven, and those on earth,
and those
under the earth. First, chapter 5:11. Thank you for your word, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you that this
church will not be
condemned. To those who are in Christ Jesus, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Right? There's no condemnation. So now, come with fellow Hebrews, come with me boldly to the throne of grace. Mercy and find grace in time of need. Thank you, Father, for loving me. For loving us so much. My God is stronger. My God is higher than worthy is the Lamb. He is slain. My King, who conquered the world. This according as His divine power has given unto us all things pertaining unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who has called us to glory and virtue. For God has given unto us good exceeding great and precious promises that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world. Father, thank you for this day. In the name of Jesus, I confess I am in vain of intercession. We all fall short of the glory of God. And so Jesus, our the chastisement of my peace was upon Him, and by His stripes what we've been healed. In the name of Jesus, thank you for your body taken and your blood that we share by faith today. I break this bread, this is what gives us communion and intimacy. The just for the unjust, that He might bring us to the Father, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened but made alive by the Spirit. Amen. Who shall give account to Him that is ready to judge the living dead? The gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Father, thank you. Partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He So for the house, need to establish strength and settle you to him. Glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Hold up, wait a mediocre minute that has defeated the given rights of choir cry. The life is in the blood. Stipulations of the covenant contingent upon the children's observations to the given rights of choir Christ edified and making